Seeing Beyond is funded by Bonnie Colleen, its advertisers, some of the guests who receive promotional consideration, and by sale of products. Seeing Beyond, Bonnie Colleen, and the owners of this station are not responsible for the opinions or business practices of guests and sponsors. What you hear on Seeing Beyond is not a substitute for professional and medical advice. Seeing Beyond does not recommend a path for anyone to follow, but offers the opportunity for you to explore new ideas. Choose to work with the people and products that support your beliefs. We want always to respect your personal boundaries.
Good morning and welcome to Seeing Beyond. I'm Bonnie Colleen, your host, and I'm hoping that I'll be seeing lots of you when I'll be with Doreen Virtue here in San Francisco. That's right, she is coming to San Francisco on Sunday, September 12th, and we're going to be having some contests over the next few days. I hope that you might be a winner because we'll be giving out tickets to that event. If you want more information, just simply go to the homepage of our Seeing Beyond website. Click on Doreen's lovely picture, and it'll take you right over to the page on the Hay House site where you can purchase your tickets. I hope to see you September 12th, you, me, and Doreen Virtue. Let's hear what Lance Ferguson has to say about our Skywatch, and we'll be back seeing beyond.
This is Skywatch for Wednesday, September 1st. Caution lights. Mercury is in his confusing retrograde period now, and that means the devil is in the details Wednesday morning. Moods are likely to be challenging, as the sun and moon form a cranky square at 10:22 a.m. Astrological skies begin to clear past this moment, and the hours that follow are much better for important calls and business. Another splash of confusion is likely when the moon squares retrograde Mercury at 4:17 p.m. later this afternoon. Clear skies follow, evening hours are quiet. If your birthday is this week, August 29th through September 4th. You've got a splendid group of planets in partnership sign Libra in your new solar return, Virgo. Loving and rich Venus sits in the middle of this group, urging you to seek out new groups, organizations, and social avenues, especially if you're single and looking for love. Making new and profitable business connections is equally likely in the months ahead. Reach out. Mercury is retrograde in this chart of your new year, but that's not really a big deal. Your natural inclination to analyze things and to check out the important details will help you make the right decisions ahead. Jupiter is in Aries in your new solar return. This is the year to do something new and totally different. Maybe start a new little business or an art project. This is a year in your life to plant a seed that will grow and grow, Virgo. As times change, I'm Lance Ferguson.
And I am Bonnie Colleen. It's so good to be with you today. We're going to be talking with Jerry Grace Lyon. She is a nationally known visionary, pioneer, and educator in the area of natural death care and home funerals. Jerry's been on the program before. She's absolutely fascinating, a true pioneer. She's the founder and executive director of the nonprofit organization called Final Passages, which was started in 1995. She's got some special offerings for you, Seeing Beyond listeners. And I think it's important that we're talking today about a subject that, at least here in the United States, is oftentimes swept under the cover, and that is death. Jerry Grace, it's so good to have you back on the air with us. Welcome.
Well, thank you, Bonnie. I'm so happy to be here, and thanks for having me on your show.
You know, Kubler-Ross did make it more acceptable to be talking about death, to be talking about the stages we go through when we say get a diagnosis, when we get that news that it's going to be sooner perhaps than we had thought it was going to be. It got us to talking about it. I've interviewed other people like Dr. Bernie Siegel talking about people who've had diagnoses and all of that. But it still seems to me to be a very uncomfortable subject, whether we have a friend who has a diagnosis, whether we have a friend or family member who's just passed on. Oftentimes we don't know what to do. We don't know what to say. Talk a little bit about that. I mean, do you agree with me? Do you think that that we've got some avoidance issues here?
Yeah, I think that most Most people, there's a just a funny expression in this country about Americans being the only culture that believes that death is optional. I think Americans will, this country doesn't talk about death. We don't have any kind of education as we're growing up about it. And so people will go a great length to avoid talking about it. It's a good way to clear a room, start talking about death. Or sometimes it works the other way, and people are they're fascinated just because it's one of the greatest taboos we have. But if it's a real issue about death, people feel very uncomfortable. If someone's diagnosed in the family, it's immediately the negatives come up. It's failure. It's a war against cancer. It's always in the negative. It's scary, morbid, depressing, all the negatives, but not looked at in a way that this is a natural part of our life and we should be thinking about planning.
Well, you're a pioneer and educator in the arena of natural death care and home funerals. And I want to put an emphasis on the natural and home. And I think one of the reasons that there's such a pallor, no pun intended, or maybe I should say pun intended, around talking about death is that we put such an uncomfortable spin on the ball after the death when it comes to going to the funeral home. It's extremely expensive, but even leaving that out of it, there's just something so macabre about it. And I'm remembering when my father died of lymphoma, this was years ago, I was there with him at the very last. And so it was myself, my brother, he's the oldest boy, I'm the oldest girl in the family, and my father's mother, who was his third wife, the nurse, and me. And as soon as my father passed, I stayed there, and to the point of where when the nurse came back in about 10 or 15 minutes later, I said, "He's still here." And she goes, "Oh, no, no, dear, look." And she points up to the monitor that showed that he flatlined. That's not what I meant, but she didn't even get it. My brother and the wife of my father went out the door immediately to go start calling people and making funeral arrangements. It was like there was no even stopping or taking a breath or acknowledging that the spirit was still present. Mm-hmm. And so my brother was cute. He knew that I didn't want to go to the funeral home. So he said, "Okay, we'll go to the funeral home, make the reservations. Your job is to find a great restaurant for us to go out to dinner tonight so that we can at least have some relief from all of this." So this is the kind of story I think that people go through. Mm-hmm. We have to select somebody who's strong enough to go to the funeral home, make all the arrangements, and there's all this kind of, I don't know, decorum and phoniness about it. Mm-hmm. You have a completely different way of handling this. So let's talk about that. What is Final Passages, and when and how did it get started, Jerry Grace?
Final Passages is a nonprofit educational organization. It started in 1955 out of an experience, a personal experience I had when my dear friend Carolyn Whiting died suddenly. She was a nurse, and I had been going to her home every week to practice Reiki, which is an alternative type of healing work. And she went to work one day taking care of an older woman, and the next thing we knew, she was gone. She said she wasn't feeling well after she had breakfast with the 80-year-old woman that she was caring for. And that lady, the older lady, called 911 when Carolyn said she was feeling ill, and they came to try to resuscitate her, and she died at that. Well, they pronounced her on the way to the hospital. They tried to resuscitate her and couldn't. She had a history of asthma, and so I believe they thought it was related to that. But what they found in her wallet was a card that said, "In the event of my death, call my friend Norma Wilcox." And so they called Norma, and she came up from San Francisco to Petaluma and came to the hospital, and she told them that Carolyn had written out her last wishes and given them to her and put her in charge and asked that she take Carolyn's body home and have her friends care for her body and take care of her there and have a wake for her. Well, the hospital was very surprised by this request, and they wanted to look into the legalities and so forth. And so, actually, we didn't get to bring her body home until the next day, but that's what we did. The hospital found out it was, in fact, legal. A funeral home did drop the paperwork for Norma, and then we were able to bring her body home the next day. And we were able to care for her at home, bathe her and dress her and do ceremony with her at home. And that was such a profound and moving experience for me that I just wanted to share it with everybody and tell people that there is this other beautiful way that people can be with their loved ones after they die.
I was saying it seems profound that in this country, people even have to ask if it's legal to take the body home or to leave the body home and care for it if the person is to pass at home. That, in other words, we would think that, oh my goodness, you know, this has to go to the proper authorities, the people who, quote, know how to do it. And yet, just as early as in my grandmother's childhood, they certainly took care of their dead at home. I'm sure that many of our listeners are saying, well, wow, Jerry Grace, I'm really glad you were able to do that. What a wonderful thing to do for your friend, but I don't think I want to do it. Don't you think there's some kind of fear around even looking at a dead person's body, let alone touching it? I mean, we've gotten away from this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just several generations ago, everyone in this country took care of their own loved ones at home. It was just, it's our history, it's our heritage, and it's still being done that way all over the world. This is nothing new, it's just that we've forgotten how to do this. It's like a lost art, and yet it's common sense kind of things. It's nothing that difficult to do. It's bathing somebody as just in the same way that we do when somebody is bedbound and ill. We're just washing their body with the same loving hands that we would otherwise if they were breathing. And really, it's because we haven't seen a person who has passed on. We have these ideas in our mind that it's going to be scary and that we're going to see a body that's decomposing before our eyes. But that's really a big piece of misinformation out there. The body decomposes very slowly and doesn't change hardly at all in the first 2 to 3 days after they've died. It's very, very subtle changes. I mean, they may become more pale, but the changes are very slow. And we also use dry ice or some form of ice to preserve the body, and no one even knows it's under the person's body, and it keeps them cool, and they're able to stay at home in lying in honor, looking like they're just asleep on a bed for that length of time.
You know, we're going to be archiving this program. Of course, it's being played here in the San Francisco Bay Area on KEST Radio, a landline station. It's also being streamed live on KESTradio.com. We're going to be archiving it on seeingbeyond.com. So if you know somebody who is experiencing a death in their family, you think that they will be experiencing a death in the near future, this would be a great thing to refer them to. So it'll be archived starting tomorrow. The other thing that I think is so important is that you make a note right now of this program and of Jerry Grace's contact information so that if this should happen in your family or if this is something you'd like in your own life, you can connect with her. And one of the things that makes it so easy is that Jerry Grace Lyons co-authored a guidebook. It's called Creating Home Funerals. It sells for just $49, and she has $10 off for Sing Beyond listeners. It can be ordered through the nonprofit Final Passages. Their book will help you prepare for a natural approach to family-centered home funerals, wakes, and completing end-of-life documentation. You will find detailed information about it on their website, which is finalpassages.org. And, of course, that's right there on the homepage of our Seeing Beyond website. Just simply go to the guest section. So there's $10 off on that for Seeing Beyond listeners. And also, Final Passages is offering a seminar series called Honoring Life's Final Passage. The next level one and two will take place in Sebastopol, September 17th through the 20th. These seminars help prepare individuals for end-of-life facing fears about death and learn about the concepts of funeral homes, of home funerals, natural death care, and green burial. Their program will prepare people to assist relatives and friends to create a loving passage or offer this as a service to others. So this is so important, and there is a $75 discount for the September seminar for you Seeing Beyond listeners. Just let them know that you are from Seeing Beyond. And again, put out your website address, Jerry Grace, so that people can connect with you through that.
Sure. It's www.finalpassages.org, O-R-G.
Okay, and that's plural, Final Passages. .org. Remember the O-R-G. I think this is such vital information. Well, you know, Jerry Grace Lyons calls herself a death midwife. Interesting term, isn't it? Let's come back and find out more about that. That's next right here on Seeing Beyond.
Can you imagine celebrating International Angel Day with Doreen Virtue herself? In this inspirational all-day session in San Francisco, Doreen will give audience angel readings and help you awaken your natural psychic and healing abilities. She'll renew your faith with true stories of miraculous healings. Later, Doreen will conclude the event with a powerful angel therapy healing session. Celebrate your angels with Doreen Virtue at this special one-day event in September. For tickets, visit angeltherapy.com.
This is Bonnie Colleen. Yes, isn't it exciting? Doreen Virtue coming to San Francisco September 12th. And in honor of International Angel Day, want tickets? I hope you do. I'll be there. I'd love meeting you. So all you need to do, we're making it so simple, go to our Seeing Beyond webpage. You'll see a lovely picture of Doreen Virtue. Click on that. It takes you right over to the page on the Hay House site where you can buy your tickets. Our bodies tell stories whether we're aware of it or not. Others can know our body stories before we ourselves know what they are, even domestic animals. People say what we don't know won't hurt us, ignorance is bliss, but some of our body's stories can unintentionally hurt as much as heal. Listen to James Nimick, author of the books Journeys, Stories Our Bodies Can Tell, and also Catch the Ocean, The Power of Our Collective Emotions, when he's at East West Books, Friday, September 3rd, 7:30 p.m. for a free lecture. James Nimick is a diplomat certified in craniosacral therapy through the Upledger Institute, and he'll be offering sessions the following day, September 4th, at East West. He calls his unique blend of light touch healing art Crani Ocean. Call East West Books for more information. Go to 650-988-9800. That's 650-988-9800 for more information or to sign up for a session, 650-988-9800.
Having a Labor Day barbecue? The Food Max High Price Whistleblower has your back. He spends 60 hours a week price checking other stores to make sure your total grocery bill is always the lowest at Food Max, guaranteed. So stop in today and save on everything you need for Labor Day barbecue, including grilling favorites like burgers, hot dogs, and sweet corn. Fresh sides like potato and macaroni salad. And don't forget Food Max's farm-fresh summer produce is delivered daily, including grapes, peaches, cantaloupes, and watermelons. Happy grilling from the Food Max High Price Whistleblower.
Hello, this is Bonnie Colleen. Well, you've been hearing about Food Max all week on Seeing Beyond. And if you're listening from 7 to 8 a.m. to Seeing Beyond this Friday and participate in our contest, you may just be one of the lucky six winners. Winners will be receiving a $50 gift certificate to Food Max.
That's this Friday, 7 to 8 a.m. Good luck.
Our guest this hour, Jerry Grace Lyons, is a minister, death, midwife, educator, home funeral facilitator, and Reiki master. She founded the educational nonprofit organization Final Passages in 1995 to inform people about little-known funeral options, natural death care rites and practicalities, green burial, and the benefits of bringing funerals back into the home and family care. Find out more at finalpassages.org. Well, Jerry Grace, you are, well, maybe you've made this term up. It's certainly one I have only heard in reference to you, and that is a death midwife. Mm-hmm. What is that? Sounds like an oxymoron in a way.
Well, actually, one of our clients, I think, early on, maybe 12 or 13 years ago, she called my friend and I death midwives, and we started thinking about that term and about how people have often compared the feeling of when someone is born and when someone dies being very similar in the room, the energy, this, you know, just that feeling of spirit. And so I often say it's really like midwiving the comings and the goings of our lives, because it is that same threshold that we're talking about. And really, the family is taking charge of their own loved one when they die, and a midwife is someone who's there just to guide or support the family through this experience, this passage, because we've learned about the legalities, we've learned about different ways to support the family or the person who's dying, through this experience. And so that's what I think of as a death midwife, somebody to support and help them facilitate their home funeral.
I know it's different than hospice, but it sounds somewhat similar in that, and thank God for the hospice workers out there. They can come into the home, they can help with those final months or days or weeks of the person's life, but you go beyond that in time. So how is what you do different from hospice?
Well, hospice, as most people know, is supporting the person who's dying very much with medical and respite care, other kinds of support like that, bed baths and various ways people need help. And this does go beyond hospice. It's the next step, although we're in there before. We're in the home helping a family plan for what's going to happen after the person dies. We're called at the time they die, and we come to help with preparing the body, with the bathing, with the anointing with essential oils, perhaps, and then helping with dressing the person, and as I mentioned, preserving the body with ice, and perhaps bringing whatever, if they've chosen to decorate a cardboard cremation casket, we might bring that over, and the whole family gets completely involved in, at some point along the way, in decorating that box as the vessel that will carry their beloved to the crematorium or cemetery.
And right. So, in other words, the family and the person who, of course, is dying, they have the choice as to whether or not they want cremation or burial, but you'll help with either one.
Absolutely.
And you help
we try to meet the needs of whatever the family's needs are, whatever they're requesting, help them with the paperwork and choose whatever funeral home where they're going to have the cremation done or the burial done, and just answer all their questions and be there just to guide them in whatever way they really most need and desire.
And there are some legalities, of course, and you can help them with that. Now, what if you want to bury your loved one or the loved one's ashes in your backyard? Is that legal?
In some states, it is. In California, it's not easy to do that. If you have a large piece of land and you have an old established cemetery already there from the days when we did bury people on the back 40, then you can do that. But for the most part, we use established cemeteries here, and it can be a rural cemetery or a religious church cemetery, but it's not easy to just bury somebody in the backyard in California. It's pretty difficult to do
that.
Now,
what about spreading of ashes? Can you do that wherever you want?
Yes, you can spread the ashes on private property with the permission of the owner of the property. If it's your own land, yes, you can bury it there. You know, people pretty much, as long as they're discreet, can scatter ashes where they want, as long as they don't, leave a box around. Ashes are sterile. They're not going to hurt anything, and they just scatter to the wind. So
right,
pretty much fine.
What inspired you to start your organization, Final Passages?
Well, this, as I started to talk about, is this my friend dying suddenly and the profound experience I had with her death, all of us coming together in community to carry out Carolyn's wishes and have ceremony in her home. So she was our mentor, really, from the other side, I guess you'd say. And she was teaching all of us by showing us how beautiful it is to go through the care of someone's body together and to honor them in such a sacred way by having them lying in honor. And we even brought her out into the living room and sat around her, reading her poetry, singing songs to her, telling stories about how we loved her and how we knew her. And it was just so, so beautiful.
Oh, I mean, seriously, that brings tears to my eyes, and I think it's so important. And I wonder if she had any inkling when she made that request where it would lead. I mean,
actually, she did. I didn't find out till years later that she had told her friend Norma that she hoped in her death would be an education for all her friends and all the people that got involved in her home funeral. And I had to laugh at that point because here I was, had started this whole organization because of her home funeral, and then finding out that she had intended it be an education for people. And now it's educated thousands and thousands of people, and I've had the great privilege of helping over 300 families to carry out their own home funeral.
Well, at the very least, I think people should definitely get your guidebook called Creating Home Funerals. It sells for $49, but there's $10 off if you mention Seeing Beyond. You can get that at finalpassages.org. I have a library of what I call reference books, and a lot of them are from people that I've interviewed over the 22 years that we've been on the air. I'm looking at one right now by Jerry Holland Buck. I interviewed her about 3 or 4 years ago, called Hospital Stay Handbook, and it's all about being an advocate for somebody who's in the hospital. I think it is just absolutely so important to have that. She was in the hospital for years with her husband and literally saved his life about 3 times because of catching mistakes the nurses were making. I mean, these nurses do the best they can do, but honestly, they're so, so, so overworked, or maybe the orders aren't written down right or whatever. Mm-hmm. So that's all about being a mentor in the hospital. And then to have alongside of that your guidebook, Creating Home Funerals, I think is just essential. And I want to thank you for my listeners for making this special offering. So they can get it through your website, finalpassages.org. Any place else?
Right now, it's just through our organization. Yeah, right now at this point. I'm working on a new book that will have some photos of the ways in which people have decorated caskets. They're all going to be in color and beautiful, many different ways they have decorated with every different medium, paint and decoupage and collage and you name it, covering it with material. And people will find unique ways to associate it with the person who died. One person loved Volkswagens and drove them all his life. And his wife found some material that had Volkswagens on it and covered the whole inside of the casket with this material. So there's just, it makes it very personal and gets everybody in the family involved, from the littlest kids that do finger painting to the older folks that, you know, are drawing just, you know, a heart or a flower or something on the box.
What great work you do, Jerry Grace. Jerry Grace Lyons is co-author of the book we're talking about. It's a guidebook called Creating Home Funerals. It sells for $49. $39 for you CBN listeners, can be ordered through the nonprofit Final Passages. This book will help you prepare for a natural approach to family-centered home funerals, wakes, and completing end-of-life documentation. You will find detailed information about it on their website, finalpassages.org. You can also buy it from the website. And do you have a phone number if people would like to call to order it?
Sure. It's 707-824-0268.
All right, so that's 707-824-0268. They're also going to be having a seminar called Honoring Life's Final Passages, and that's this month. So we'll be coming back and talking about that, more about that, more of the details, and more about what you'll be getting when you take that seminar. We've got lots more to share with you on this very vital topic as we continue to see beyond.
Can you imagine celebrating International Angel Day with Doreen Virtue herself? In this inspirational all-day session in San Francisco, Doreen will give audience angel readings and help you awaken your natural psychic and healing abilities. She'll renew your faith with true stories of miraculous healings. Later, Doreen will conclude the event with a powerful angel therapy healing session. Celebrate your angels with Doreen Virtue at this special one-day event in September. For tickets, visit angeltherapy.com.
This is Bonnie Colleen. Yes, isn't it exciting? Doreen Virtue coming to San Francisco September 12th. And in honor of International Angel Day, want tickets? I hope you do. I'll be there. I'd love meeting you. So all you need to do, we're making it so simple. Go to our Seeing Beyond webpage. You'll see a lovely picture of Doreen Virtue. Click on that. It takes you right over to the page on the Hay House site where you can buy your tickets. Our bodies tell stories whether we're aware of it or not. Others can know our body stories before we ourselves know what they are, even domestic animals. People say what we don't know won't hurt us, ignorance is bliss, but some of our body's stories can unintentionally hurt as much as heal. Listen to James Nimick, author of the books Journeys, Stories Our Bodies Can Tell, and also Catch the Ocean, The Power of Our Collective Emotions, when he's at East West Books, Friday, September 3rd, 7:30 p.m. for a free lecture. James Nimick is a diplomat certified in craniosacral therapy through the Upledger Institute, and he'll be offering sessions the following day, September 4th, at East West. He calls his unique blend of light touch healing art Crani Ocean. Call East West Books for more information. Go to 650-988-9800. That's 650-988-9800 for more information or to sign up for a session, 650-988-9800. As a pioneer in the new field of home funeral guidance, our guest this hour, Jerry Grace Lyons, has facilitated hundreds of family-directed home funerals, and I think that is the operant set of words here, family-directed home funerals, not some professional, but you directing your own or your loved one's funeral, where they offer choices that specifically address social, environmental, spiritual, and financial needs. Jerry Grace, it is so good to have you here with us. Now, of course, you've got this guidebook that people can buy from you.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Creating Home Funerals. But I think it's especially important that you also have a seminar series called Honoring Life's Final Passages, and you've got the next level 1 and 2 taking place in Sebastopol, mm-hmm. September 17th through the 20th. What's happening at those seminars?
So many things. We take people through a really transformative experience by having them really look deeply at their own dying process. After all, we're all dying. We're not dying right at this moment, perhaps, but at some point along the way, and we never know when that time is coming. Therefore, it helps us to realize that every moment is precious. So we help people look ahead, think about their own death and what they want for themselves, and what concerns and fears might come up around that. We also look at how we can help other people who are dying. We come up with what I call tools for transformation, what ways that we can comfort people when they are getting ready to make their transition. We talk about home funerals, what they're all about, and the benefits of families participating in this process, in this beautiful experience, social, economic, ecological, and spiritual benefits. And we talk about ceremony, ways we can honor them in a sacred way. We show lots and lots of films and film clips and slides and all kinds of other families going through this experience and how they've honored their loved ones, and show the stories. And it's a wisdom circle. So people who come together in our workshops are sharing their own experience, so we learn from each other. So it's a very much of an interactive kind of workshop, and people come through feeling uplifted and a beautiful resource for their community about death and dying.
Right, and it sounds to me like there's a big possibility that a really good group of resources for each other is going to be forming. In other words, people to email, people to call, people to tap into when that happens in your own family or your own life. Now, do you find that this workshop, Honoring Life's Final Passages, is usually taken by people who want to plan their own funerals, or do you find that it's oftentimes attended by a family member who wants to make the great funeral for a really sacred funeral for somebody in their family who's ill?
We've had people from every walk of life for every different reason. People who want to explore their own death and dying and prepare for that. People who are preparing for a loved one's death, a friend or a family. And people who have experienced a death and are looking for some kind of healing from that experience. We have lay people and professionals, meaning just individuals, anybody, because we're all going to die, right? So it really applies to everyone. But we also have nurses, hospice workers. We've had social workers, all kinds of professionals who work
in the
field with people who are dying.
I think this would be a great thing for a minister to take.
And we've had lots of ministers as well, so that they have another option to offer people if they're looking for something other than the way we've always, well, the conventional way, I should say, because what we're talking about is the traditional way.
Well, and I think it is a very loving thing to do for your family, to plan your own funeral, so that during this time they don't have to go into that plan, they don't have to second guess what you want, they know they're doing the right thing by you. I just think that that is so important. Well, again, this seminar series called Honoring Life's Final Passage is level one and level two, the next one taking place in Sebastopol the 17th and 20th of September. These seminars help prepare individuals for end-of-life facing fears about death, learning about the concept of home funerals, natural death care, and green burial. Their program will prepare you to assist relatives and friends to create a loving passage or offer this as a service to others. So really, Jerry Grace, you know, during this economy, people are looking for new ways to make a living. And I say there are new opportunities out there wafting by all the time, but you've got to be awake to see them. You got to be aware to notice them. This could end up being a profession for somebody, just like we have people now who are conducting weddings, in beautiful places. You could have Seeing Beyond listeners who actually become facilitators for this kind of a funeral.
Mm-hmm. Yes, since we started teaching 10 years ago, there's been a number of women, mostly women, who have taken our course, but there have been men too, and they've gone off and started a business in their community in other parts of California and also all over the country, and to the point where now we have formed a national home funeral alliance with educators of home funerals and people who facilitate them from all over, and that's very exciting. This movement is really growing. So people can, in fact, learn this work and go to their own community and start a support group or a business where they're helping to facilitate home funerals.
I just love that as a way to make a living that really matters, that really counts. And if you want to talk with Jerry Grace, her number is 707-824-0268, 707-824-0268. The series is called Honoring Life's Final Passages, again in Sebastopol, September 17th through the 20th. And there's a $75 discount for you Seeing Beyond listeners. So 707-824-0268 or go to finalpassages.org. Jerry, when a family wants assistance with a home funeral, how do you help them?
Well, it depends on what kind of help they're looking for. We will, we're going to walk beside them for 3 days. We can help them by helping plan the home funeral, what they want following the death. Then arrive following the death with the information and facilitation of bathing their body, anointing them with oils, dressing them. So that's the preparation. We'll bring ice over and place it under the person. We'll bring a casket if they've wanted the cardboard variety, or we can give them resources for other caskets. There's lots of biodegradable caskets now that are being used for green burial. And we also will help them with paperwork, accompany them to file their paperwork, to the crematorium to make arrangements, all these things. We're there. I'm available 24 hours a day by telephone to be contacted for any kind of support. And then also ceremony. We'll give them lots of suggestions and ways they can create beautiful sacred ceremony. Sometimes it's spontaneous where we all just hold hands around a casket and say some prayers and lovely things about the person's life. And then there's just many ways. People will write notes on hearts and put them in the casket with the person. And then we'll accompany them to the crematorium or cemetery of their choice. So we're there walking beside them, but they're feeling empowered and in charge, making the decisions on how things should go, when they're ready to release the person to the crematorium, et cetera.
And what a service that you provide, Jerry Grace. What kinds of people choose to have home funerals?
You know, it's very interesting. We've helped people from many different faiths and many different walks of life. I think in general it's people who are looking for something more relevant, more meaningful, more personal, and intimate that involves the family and keeps the person within the home so that they have that flexibility of sitting beside them in the middle of the night to talk to them or hold their hand. They're not renting a space by the hour and then have to leave after an hour or two. They have lots of time. It allows them to go through this process in a very natural, flowing way. So,
what are some of the concerns and fears around home funerals?
Well, I think you said yourself, Bonnie, about earlier in the show about people thinking that the body is you know, it's not going to look okay. They're going to see this person decomposing in front of them. But in fact, so many of the families, when I go back and forth to their home, what happens is the next day there's almost what appears to be a smile on the person's face that died. Families are so surprised to see this peaceful, serene expression, and they're so relaxed. All the tightness, the muscles that were tight from pain or just living, just seem to melt away, and their face just looks so peaceful. So one of the fears is seeing something that's not going to leave them with a sense of peace, but it's just the opposite. And I think people just—it's just new people, new and old and ancient, but new to us. So we've forgotten that it's a very gentle, easy process, not abrupt, not where the person's body is taken away quickly and leaving the space feeling very empty. It's just the opposite. The space is filled with love and a feeling of the spirit is right there in the room of the person. So, you know, I think it's just people being frightened of death and what it's going to look like.
Well, it's so great to have you or somebody else from your organization to be right there with them, to be really a guide on the side, a constant support. And again, they have a guidebook, $10 off for you Seeing Beyond listeners, so it's only $39, called Creating Home Funerals. Their seminar, which is level 1 and level 2 in Sebastopol, September 17th through the 20th, is called Honoring Life's Final Passage. Call 707-824-0268 for either of those. If you mention Seeing Beyond, they'll reduce the seminar by $75. They'll reduce the book by $10, 707-824-0268, or go to their website, finalpassages.org. We've got more. Stay with us as we continue to see beyond.
Can you imagine celebrating International Angel Day with Doreen Virtue herself? In this inspirational all-day session in San Francisco, Doreen will give audience angel readings and help you awaken your natural psychic and healing abilities. She'll renew your faith with true stories of miraculous healings. Later, Doreen will conclude the event with a powerful angel therapy healing session. Celebrate your angels with Doreen Virtue at this special one-day event in September. For tickets, visit angeltherapy.com.
Having a Labor Day barbecue? The Food Max High Price Whistleblower has your back. He spends 60 hours a week price checking other stores to make sure your total grocery bill is always the lowest at Food Max, guaranteed. So stop in today and save on everything you need for Labor Day barbecue, including grilling favorites like burgers, hot dogs, and sweet corn. Fresh sides like potato and macaroni salad. And don't forget Food Max's farm-fresh summer produce is delivered daily, including grapes, peaches, cantaloupes, and watermelons. Happy grilling from the Food Max High Price Whistleblower.
Hello, this is Bonnie Colleen. Well, you've been hearing about Food Max all week on Seeing Beyond. And if you're listening from 7 to 8 a.m. to Seeing Beyond this Friday and participate in our contest, you may just be one of the lucky six winners. Winners will be receiving a $50 gift certificate to Food Max. That's this Friday, 7 to 8 a.m. Good luck. This is Bonnie Colleen. Yes, isn't it exciting? Doreen Virtue coming to San Francisco September 12th. And in honor of International Angel Day, want tickets? I hope you do. I'll be there. I'd love meeting you. So all you need to do, we're making it so simple. Go to our Seeing Beyond webpage. You'll see a lovely picture of Doreen Virtue. Click on that. It takes you right over to the page on the Hay House site where you can buy your tickets. Jerry Grace Lyons, our guest this hour, co-authored a complete guidebook called Creating Home Funerals and has appeared on radio, television, and in worldwide publications, including the Wall Street Journal, Front Page, USA Today, and the New York Times, and the London Telegraph. She is featured in the acclaimed POV PBS documentary entitled A Family Undertaking. Call her at 707-824-0268. Jerry, I love the story. What do families report following their home funeral experience?
Well, that's That's almost every family that we've helped has said following their home funeral, they can't imagine doing it any other way. I mean, they're just so amazed and transformed by the experience and empowered, as I mentioned. We're made to believe that we will fall apart, that we're not strong enough to handle taking care of our loved one. And I think that many people find that there's some strength that we don't even realize we have, and that it really shows up in a very creative and beautiful way when we're given that opportunity. And it helps us through that grieving process to be much more involved. So it's a good thing.
Oh, it definitely is. Do you see this as a growing movement locally and nationally? I mean, obviously, when these kinds of publications that I just mentioned, like the Wall Street Journal, put you on the front page, they think something's afoot.
Yeah, it's definitely time for a change, and the media has really shown that. I think I've been in almost every major newspaper, and all those journalists just grabbed hold of it and wanted to let people know, too, that there's another way. And, of course, it is a taboo subject, so people are fascinated to read about it. But people are really looking for something more relevant and instead of the old way of doing things, both for the ecological and the economical experience for it. But I wanted to get back before I launch into green burial is about the national, how it's grown and how now we're even going to have a national conference on home funerals in October in Boulder and Boulder, Colorado. And this is the second annual conference. And educators from all over the country now are going to be there and offering all kinds of interesting subjects, information about essential oils, how to use them, about the death of children and how to handle that. So many interesting subjects. So I'd really like to let the listeners know to please try to come to that conference October 8th, 9th, and 10th in Boulder, Colorado, and they can learn about that on our website, too. It's right on the front page, and they can go right to homefuneralalliance.org is a website. They can learn more about it. Many people from around the country, there's going to be information on green burial. Joe Sihe will be there talking about that. He started the Green Burial Council. So it's just fascinating, this field.
You know, so many people are concerned about the cost of funerals.
Mm-hmm.
What does an average funeral cost versus a home funeral?
Well, if we're talking burial, it can be anywhere from $8,000 to $20,000. It depends on what part of the country. It can be less than that too. But it just, the cost of a plot, people don't realize they're also going to be paying for opening and closing a grave. The caskets run a great deal of money. The vaults that they put in the ground, which are not good for our earth, those cost. And the many other services and goods that are being presented to the person in an emotional state,
mm-hmm.
They end up choosing these things because they love that person so much rather than fitting their budget. So on average, I'd say around $8,000 to $10,000 for a burial. And cremation has creeped up quite a bit. It used to be thought of as very inexpensive, and now it's $2,000 to $3,000 average, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. And so when we have a home funeral, what would the cost of that be?
A home funeral, depending on if the family is handling all the arrangements, say they've read our guidebook and they have a good support group and they're doing everything themselves, they can probably take care of a cremation for, 500 to 1,000. And even with facilitation, it's not a great deal more than that. I mean, they get a lot of service, and even with the support, it's running, you know, probably less than what they would pay for what we call a direct cremation, where the body is just picked up, taken to a facility, cremated, and returned to the ashes to the family.
You know, we just have a couple of minutes left, really, literally a minute and a half, for you to talk about something that could take a half an hour, but it's so important. Your educational materials mention ecological choices. What would that encompass?
Well, a home funeral in general is green because we're using a lot less resources when the ceremony takes place in the home, and families are using a cardboard box and not the steel caskets. Green burial, we tell people that the bodies can be put in the ground in a shroud or in a biodegradable casket, a pine box. No vaults, no embalming. Most people think embalming is required, and it's never required. It's not necessary, and the body, like I said, does not decompose that quickly. And it's, you know, it's just beautiful to have them look natural. And so that's a natural green burial, and often takes place in a park preserve setting, where, you know, it's just you're in nature and people can visit and have a picnic lunch at the cemetery, but there's not headstones. There's trees planted on the ground or indigenous plants put over the grave.
Oh, doesn't that sound so much better to you beyond listeners? It certainly does to me. Jerry Grace Lyons, it's always great to talk with you. Talk about a woman with vision, who then took the steps, took the action, and it has made all the difference as she has helped to create Final Passages. Their website is finalpassages.org. That's right there on the calendar section of the homepage of our Seeing Beyond website. You can get their guidebook. Put this in your reference library. I think it's essential. It's called Creating Home Funerals. Regularly $49, $39 for you Seeing Beyond listeners. You can call for that, 707-824-0268, or order it through finalpassages.org. And for those of you who really want to learn how to do this and maybe even take it on as a life purpose, as a journey, as an occupation, the next Level 1 and 2 workshop is coming up in Sebastopol, September 17th through the 20th, called Honoring Life's Final Passages, and there's a $75 discount for you Seeing Beyond listeners. So call Jerry Grace Lyons at 707-824-0268. That's 707-824-0268. Or go to finalpassages.org. Jerry Grace, thank you so much for the great work you do. And thank you for saying yes and being here today for me and for our Seeing Beyond listeners.
Oh, Bonnie, thank you so much for having me on. It's been such a great pleasure.
Thank you. And again, this program will be archived. So if you know someone who is in need of some heartfelt counseling around death and dying, that's the place to go. I'm Bonnie Colleen, and you are Seeing Beyond.
A return to healing by